It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. You know, the summer months are right around the corner. That means road trips. That means spending some time on the highways. And as we've done for probably the past two or three years as we head into this time, I like to get a hold of Kevin Kitchen with the Utah Department of Transportation, kind of bring us up to speed on maybe some construction that's going to happen here in our area, and then, you know, maybe a few things down the road that are going to happen as far as some travel spots that a lot of people like to go and hang out and have fun in the summer. Time. So we brought Kevin in to talk all about it. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I really appreciate it.
Dave, always appreciate the invitation. Thank you.
So let's talk about, first, we're going to kind of start here in our area and what's coming and upcoming for the Carbon and Emery area as far as road construction is concerned.
Well, first off, we hope that we're done with the snowfall after this past weekend. I'm beginning to question whether we'll get anything done. But yeah, we're starting to bloom orange. So I think the first thing we probably got for you, people are usually most interested in US 6 in your area, correct? And so we do still have a major project to make sure we finish pavement between Tucker and Soldier Summit. So that one's going to be taking place this year. I don't have the exact specific time frame on that, but as soon as we get warm enough temperatures, we do have a contractor on board. So we'll continue working US 6 just with some overlay. I know a lot of folks have heard about the project that we'll have going between US 6 and 191 there at the intersection, the junction there. We do plan on upgrading that intersection, and there'll be some work going on as well up Indian Canyon, not just on our side, but in the future, you'll see quite a bit of work as well on, you know, across the county line over towards Duchesne. With the oil industry picking up and all the trucking that's going through Indian Canyon, we see the need for improvements there. So what we're looking at this year is basically we will be upgrading that intersection, the junction there. We'll also be working on some pavement and a passing lane on 191. Between mileposts 280 and 282, so this is up on the northern end of the section. We do have pavement preservation slated as well, and existing some guardrails and some cattle guards along that route between US 6 and US 40. And I think most immediately you'll see just by Emma Park and so forth, just a little bit of preservation work going on there. So they're hoping to get a few more safety improvements there in addition to some additional pavement along Indian Canyon. But you'll see that work start to pop up here in the next few months as well. Another thing we've been looking at is obviously all of the burn scar runoff that we've had in the past years and the issues that we've had with culverts and so forth. We do have a culvert rehabilitation project that's taking place in your area. We're going to be between mileposts 207 and 243 up toward Utah County. We will be working on some culverts there to just make sure that they've got good lining under them. Don't think this is going to affect traffic much unless we run into a really bad one. But as far as I know, this is pretty much stuff that won't affect traffic, but should help, you know, protect the roadway from erosion and so forth from a lot of that runoff. We'll also be updating a few of our cameras to higher quality, better ones. We used to use a third party for some of our cameras up US 6, so a few of those are getting replaced with newer cameras, digital, that will be within UDOT's purview rather than contracted out to a third party, and so hopefully a little more reliable for you there. A couple of other things going on in Carbon County. Up by Schofield, up above Colton on SR-96, as you go up there, we do have some pavement rehabilitation for about 18 miles that's going to take place this summer. So if you're planning on recreating up there, need to be aware that that is going to be taking place. And also, speaking of canyons, SR-31 in Emery County, we're going to be replacing some deteriorated parapets on some of the bridges there. So that will be an improvement. Well, so far as regional travel, if you're going to be traveling towards I-70 or south, we do have several chip seal projects that will be taking place. North of Huntington and south of Huntington, we've got some chip seal scheduled there on SR-10. I-70 itself, we're working on some preservation in the Sinbad area and the brake test area there. And then we've also been working on upgrading and installing some cable barrier in Emery County, and that extends into Sevier County as well in a couple of spots. So that should help improve safety in some of those key locations there on I-70. We do have some pavement as well. If you head down towards Lake Powell, State Route 24 north of Hanksville, we've been laying some new pavement there as well. So those are some projects you'll want to watch for. Our maintenance crews we'll be doing some chip seal as well. And those are scheduled primarily in Emory County along SR-31, and also we'll have SR-57. Well, they'll be doing a little bit of chip work when it gets a little warmer later this season. We have had our maintenance crews as well. You may have noticed up on US-6. They have been working on scaling some rock from some of the cliff faces there. That's mitigation, helps us, you know, prevent issues, hopefully, when we get that freeze-thaw cycle and rocks want to pop down and onto the roadway. So they've been working on that project for the past couple of weeks, and we'll probably continue a little bit longer on that one. And that's really a summation of what we've got going in your immediate area this year.
All right. Now, is there, can people go on the website to kind of get a rundown of these? Have you got those out there? Do you put them out there when you start them just to kind of let people know for further information or what to look for, those kinds of things?
Yeah, we do. So our UDOT traffic app you may have noticed, has changed. It's been upgraded a bit. People can actually go to the UDOT traffic website, and if there's a specific route that you want to take, you can put in an origin and a destination, and it'll pop up anything that's going to be in the way. You do need to kind of sign up on the traffic site in order to have that functionality. But even if you don't sign up, you could still do that, you know, on an interim basis where you just punch in something and see what comes up. So if it's anything that's going to obstruct traffic, we will get it up there on the traffic app. If it's a matter of more general questions about what's going on, we do have our main web page where a lot of times we'll have some of the key projects listed there. Obviously, we've got hundreds, so we don't have everything listed, but usually things that may affect people in some way are listed there as well. So we invite people to visit that.
All right, Kevin, thank you so much for taking out the time today. We really do appreciate it. And good luck to you and the UDOT crews all summer long.
Well, Dave, thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you. Once again, we've been speaking with Kevin Kitchen from the Utah Department of Transportation. If you need any more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.